Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today I choose to hear your voice and live. Today I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario. KOG1WO. This is Alan Churchill speaking. If you were listening last week, you will remember that the Reverend Brian Wilkie was here with me as the first of our new team of four preachers who will be carrying on these broadcasts while our good friend, the Reverend Don Crisp, continues to regain his strength. I'm happy to say that Brian is here with me again today, and he will be delivering the message this morning. Welcome, Brian. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Alan.
Brian, what is your theme for today?
Today I wanted to speak about walking by faith, that is, following Jesus in spite of the distractions around us.
Sounds good, Brian. Look forward to hearing what you have to say on this topic. Now, here is the singing group GLAD performing an upbeat version of Lead On, O King Eternal.
Lead on.
May God be with you as you minister the word to us.
Day by day, we seek to follow Jesus, But when we do, there are times when even his clear commands, like forgiving one another, seems complicated. We can feel insecure when Jesus calls us to be generous, but we're not sure that we can afford obedience. Sometimes even praying is a challenge when God seems distant and troubles seem very close. Here's a familiar event from the Gospel of Matthew at chapter 14, verse 22. This takes place just after Jesus had miraculously fed 5,000 people. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves, because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched him were healed. Now let's break in here and listen to Carolyn Aaron singing some of God's instructions on finding peace in the storm with her song, Be Still.
Thank you. that you are God.
You know, there are many reactions to Peter's part in this story. I've heard snickers that he sunk into the waves and had so little faith. And yet John Ortberg notes that Peter is the only one who steps out of the boat. In the book, If You Want to Walk on Water, You've Got to Get Out of the Boat, Mr. Ortberg points to the qualities of Peter's response. When Peter saw Jesus, he was afraid, and yet he said, "If you ask me to, I will come out on the water to you." When Jesus said, "Come," Peter obeyed. There is much to be commended about Peter's faith, and yet we are drawn to his fallibility. You know, this is characteristic of Peter's story in the Gospels. Do you remember how familiar we are with his denial of Jesus? But remember that Peter followed Jesus when he was arrested and stayed close to him, where so many of the other disciples just scattered. Peter would step out in faith, only to find himself in the position to stumble, to fall, and sadly to deny Jesus on the night of his trial. But Jesus commended Peter as the rock, the one who knew who Jesus was, who was ready to step up. Me, I'm prone to be amazed at Peter's stumble. Think about it. Peter was walking on water. I mean, yes, there was a storm around, there was wind and waves, a little bit of spray in your face, but he was walking on water. That's amazing. That's unbelievable. It is so much an evidence right in the midst of what he's doing that God is with him. I'd like to think that if I actually got as far as walking on water, that nothing on earth could shake me. But is that true? Peter's stroll on the ocean is certainly an exceptional moment, but his reaction is all too ordinary. Did you ever think about why Matthew recorded this event in this way? Wasn't it to teach Christian disciples about what to expect in their Christian walk? Now, I don't think he was telling us to expect water walking. But the thing we will experience is getting distracted, frightened, or overwhelmed as we follow Jesus in a world of storms. Sometimes we think that the problem is that God isn't near enough, or he doesn't show us enough power. But Matthew puts an end to that excuse. When we see Peter sinking into the waves, we understand that doubt can come even when Jesus is right in front of us, even when we are in the middle of a miracle. So let's not pretend it's God's fault for not doing enough. In fact, God has given us a capacity to doubt. That's a good thing. Change and repentance are possible through doubt. If you didn't start doubting the way you're going through life, and wondering whether you were really living as God would want you to live, how would you ever change? If you didn't sometimes question the old familiar answers that you'd always used, how would you ever come to repentance? God has given us a capacity to look at the situation around us and wonder if we've really got it right. But he's also given us an innate capacity for faith. We always walk by a sort of faith, even outside the specific Christian content of the term. We act on what we know, what we believe, even when what we see contradicts our confidence. How many times have you gone through your room when the lights are out, trying to make it to your bed without stumbling, going by memory, going by recollection of where things are placed, and trusting that you can place your feet in a specific direction and make it to your destination? Walking in darkness takes that human capacity for faith that God's given us. When we sit waiting for the train that's going to take us on a vacation or the airplane, we trust a whole number of factors that's going to bring that train to us and take us safely to our destination. We operate on faith. And how many times the actions of a friend are confusing to us because they don't seem in character. But we know the person, and we know they must mean well, and so we continue to trust and depend on that relationship, even when the evidence right at hand isn't exactly what we were looking for. I've heard that over 70% of the information that enters our minds comes through our eyes. Much of the rest is from our ears and our touch. And yet sometimes we can't trust what our eyes are telling us. When our eyes deceive us, we can continue to function by holding on to the things we know, the things we learned beforehand. In the Museum of Science and Technology here in Ottawa, they've got something called the Crazy Kitchen. And it's a building that's built with all the angles wrong. And when you're inside it, you always feel like you should be leaning one way instead of another. But your inner ear is telling you what upright is. It can be very disorienting. But God has given us the capacity to work out the truth of the matter in the midst of the confusing situation. That's not just about crazy kitchens. That's about following when obedience doesn't seem like the smartest thing, but you know that God has given you a calling in your life. And you know what? We're all walking on water. We're miraculously borne up by the message of Jesus. Isn't it a miracle that we're even talking about Jesus today? Isn't that amazing that after 2,000 years, the whole world is speaking of Jesus? When Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away," some people must have thought him mad, because he was just a lone man in a very small nation under the power of a great empire. He was only days or months away from his own death, and yet he said that what he spoke would be everlasting. And here we are walking by those words today. It's as miraculous as standing on a lake and not sinking down. We're walking on water. We can be hopeful in the middle of a crisis because we trust a God who, though we don't see him, yet we believe in him. And we've seen his goodness throughout our lives and in the testimony of so many other Christians and in the history of the church and, of course, in the solid, dependable word of the scriptures. And so we remain hopeful even when our eyes or our ears cause us to consider doubt and despair. Don't we continue loving in persecution? Even when people are being mean to us, don't we continue in the confidence that God loves them, that he intends to do good in their lives? And so we forgive those who persecute us. We bless those and pray for those who have been hard on us. That's walking by faith. It's a miracle that we do it. In this world today, when there's so many messages telling you to indulge yourself, isn't a miracle that the Word of God still compels us to follow him, to not satisfy our own immediate desire, but to work for the kingdom of God and to trust in his embrace? To store up treasures in heaven is to walk by faith. When others are indulging in the pleasures of this world and you're trying to serve your neighbor at cost to yourself, you're walking on water. Now, do we still get distracted by the wind and waves? Lord, increase our faith. As God continues to teach us, we can take heart in how he treated Peter. Peter stepped out, and then he wavered and began to sink. Oh, now that's a familiar story. I've done that. I've spent mornings wondering whether it's worth getting out of bed. I really relate to the story of the preacher. Well, I've given away the punchline in telling it this way, but there's a man who says, "I don't want to get up." And his mother says, "You've got to get up." And he says, "Well, nobody likes me. They all say bad things about me, and they won't listen to me, and they don't respect me." And the mother says, "It's important for you to get up. It's church this morning, and it's good to go to church. And besides, you're the preacher." We want to step forward in faith. We want to walk the way God wants to walk. And we sometimes condemn ourselves for our lack of courage. But remember that Jesus still reached out to Peter, this man of little faith, still pulled him up out of the mire. Jesus still continued in his faithfulness towards this drowning man. Matthew's gospel assures us that God can and will do the same for you and me. We can step out in faith and obedience, counting on him to be faithful, even if we should fail. With that kind of confidence, perhaps we can dare to begin and dare to continue one more step toward our Savior. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for the forgiveness which you so readily give when we are distracted from faith and obedience. Help us to trust you, so that we might stand in the day of trouble. Help us to trust you should we stumble, knowing that you are ever ready to help and restore us. We pray that the word of your faithfulness will go out into all the world, so that people everywhere may put their trust in you, to your glory, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brian, and thank you, listeners, for your encouragement and prayer and financial support. You keep us on the air week by week. If you can, please make out a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. We will send you a receipt at income tax time. Please also tell others about this program, and don't forget to visit our website. You will find several of our programs available on podcasts. But most of all, we encourage you to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. Now, to conclude our program, here is the chancel choir of Grace Presbyterian Church, Houston, Texas, singing, O Worship the King. May you know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart. And may the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Praise the Lord, His name is glorious. wash away my sin. Let his little child come in.
News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.